The Peleoids was Rav Mordechai Dov Beratorsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was a Hornestipler Rebbe. He was born in, I believe, Tuf Reish, which is 1840, and he passed away in Tuf Reish Samach Gimel, 1903. He was the great-grandfather of my Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The lineage in general, as I mentioned on Yom Tov, is Chernobyl. Hornestipel is a specific branch of Chernobyl. The first Rebbe of Chernobyl was the Moray Nayim, Rav Menachem Nochem Torsky. His son was Rav Matula of Chernobyl, also known as the Magid of Chernobyl. Great Tzaddik. He had 8 sons, and from those 8 sons, the Chernobyl or Hasidus in Europe mushroomed and grew extensively, thousands of Hasidim. His third son,
it's for us.
His third son.
It's the Eros.
We're not on that parsha yet, though. His third son was the Chikasa Rebbe. The Chernobyl Magid's third son was Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael of Chikas. The Chikasa's grandson was the Peleoids. His son, the Peleoids' son, was Rav Leibel of Hornestipel. His son was Rav Yaakov Yisrael Torsky, the Milwaukee Rebbe. And he and his wife had 5 sons, the eldest of which was my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Torsky, Zichrono Livracha. The other sons, the second one was Rav Matul Torsky, Zichrono Livracha, who passed away a couple of years ago. The third is Dr. Abraham Torsky, the prolific writer. And the fourth and fifth are twins. That's Rav Michal and Rav Aaron Torsky. Rav Aaron is a law professor and very active in Gedolei Yisrael. And Rav Michal is, as we all know, Rav in Milwaukee. So, yes.
The phrase Peleoids, something another, right?
Yes. Yes, Peleoids, Kel Gibor Aviyad Tzar Shalom, right. Talking about, some say it refers to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. It means to advise wondrously. We say it at the end of the Zemer and Shalashudas, Yisavitz Ruchasta, it ends with that quote. Okay.
We were thinking of naming our counseling groups and saying, advised against
you. Yeah, that might be a little bit presumptuous. Rabbi Twersky, Zichrono Livracha, used to teach the Peleoids, and I want you to know, just by words of Hagdama, that it's a difficult sefer, the Peleoids, and it has to be learned with a certain mahalei. His language is very insightful and requires a lot of thought. I began learning Peleoids when I was 19 in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, actually. And when I came back to Denver, and over the course of the next number of years, I was learning with Rabbi Twersky in Denver, the insights that his own talks and his own teachings and his maisim of his great-grandfather, you know, enhanced a great deal and really laid for me the groundwork of being able to look into Hasidus Forum through the Mesorah and the Mahalef that I received from my Rabbi Zichrono Livracha. Okay, Bereishis. Asher Asa Moshe Leine Kol Yisro Bereishis Bura Elokim. First mimer, yeah. The last pasuk in the Torah is that Moshe Rabbeinu did to the eyes of the Jewish people. And then the first pasuk is Bereishis Bura Elokim. Merumas, it is hinted to Ba'oso Achrona Shal Sof HaTorah, the last letter of the Torah, Uba'os HaRishona B'HaHaschola, and the first letter of the Torah, Lamed Beis, his heart. Because Yisrael ends the Torah, Lamed Bereshis begins the Torah, Beis. So the two letters that connect the beginning and the end of the Torah are Lamed Beis, Lev. The Lahoyer Mizeh, Derech Avoda, this phrase right there, which sometimes the Peleoids will write a little more at length. The whole thrust of this Hasidus is called Alderech Avoda, which means to understand from these psukim a way in Avodas Hashem which is pertinent to us right now. What do these psukim mean in terms of our own Avodas Hashem? That's the Mahalach of the Hornisteipler Hasidus. Hine Mavur Besforim Kedoshim. The first concept he's going to bring down is brought in holy form. Inyan Galus Mitzrayim, the nature of exile in Egypt. Hu Shehoiso Hada'as B'Galus. Our da'as, I'll translate it just for this, or our mind, our knowledge, was in exile. Shelo Yodu Es Hashem HaMahave Kol HaNimsoim. We did not recognize God, who gave existence and being to all things. We didn't have recognition of that in Mitzrayim. Bulazet nidmu latino kasher bebeten ima, asher rosho ben birkot. And we were compared, metaphorically, to a baby who is within its mother's womb, like a fetus, whose head is between its knees, like a baby is curled up in fetal position. The idea there meaning that our mind, our rosh, our das, was low.
Do you know where this image comes from?
No. I see it many times, but I don't know where the first source of it is. Yeah. So, okay. L'rame is al shalohoy Elohem b'chinas mochen l'das es Hashem. This hinted to this image is to let us know we didn't have mochin. Mochin means the power of understanding, to know Hashem. That was our golus in Mitzrayim. That's called golus hadas. V'alkein kisiv v'pasuk abesuras yitzias min Mitzrayim. Therefore, it writes in the Torah concerning the news of our exodus from Egypt, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem. And you shall know that I am Hashem. So the coming out of Mitzrayim was not only the physical departure from that place, but the aspect of our personality that was in Golus, which was our Das, was also redeemed. We didn't know Hashem in that Golus. Coming out of there, we came to know Hashem. Shezehu Iker Hayitzia Mimitzrayim. This is the essence of our departure from Egypt. Shetisrabe Hadas Leida Ulahakir. That our das, our intelligence, our mind, our knowledge would be increased to know and recognize Esmi Sha'amar Bahaya Ha'olam, the one who spoke the world into existence, Bahakora Mamish, with an actual realization, not just an intellectual realization, but for real, to know Hashem. Kamisha Roa Be'enav, like a person who sees somebody else or something else with their very eyes, that clearly. The Kamosha Kosev, as it is said, and we said this many times on Simchas Torah, Ata Haresa Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einon. Do we have any bidders? You were made known to see. Okay. V'lochein, Hoya Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom HaMalach HaGoa. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was the messenger to redeem us from Egypt. Shehu Bechinas Hada'as Shel Klalus Yisrael. A concept in Hasidus here. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the collective Da'as of the entire Jewish people.
So, could you speculate based upon this? I never saw this brought anywhere, but when Yaakov gives the bracha to the prime of Menashe, that he's saying Malka Goel, that he's referring to Malka Goel in the future.
That's nice. I've never seen that brought down. He may actually even be, you know, taking those words, I would say he is, from that pasuk.
Yeah, I mean, it's unusual.
Right. But whether Yaakov was referring to that I don't know.
I mean, it's
So Moshe Rabbeinu was the collective Das of Klal Yisrael. It's having one person, Moshe Rabbeinu, who embodied the complete knowledge of the whole Jewish people in its highest form. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Elohim Shichadas, the Klal Yisrael. Then he was therefore the one who could bring over, extend this das to the Jewish people. Sheyihiyu Yodim Es Ribonam, Shehu Habore Echad Umiyuchad, for them to come to know God, the one Creator. Umanhigas Hakol Umashkiach Al Hakol, who guides and leads everything. Shebezet Tuluya HaGeula Mimitzrayim, that it is upon this that the exodus from Egypt is based. Okay, that's the first step of the mimer. Now the second step. Vehine HaGolus HaAchrona, the final exile, however, many thousands of years later, the one that we're in right now, is different. Ikur HaGolus Hu BiBechinas HaMidos, our Golus is based upon Golus Hamidos. We have our character traits, our personality qualities are in exile. Now that means not that they don't exist, they do exist. We love, we fear, we have compassion, but it's misplaced. That's what it means it's in exile, as he's going to explain. Golus Hamidos. She'ein hadas mispashetes b'midos. That what we know does not affect our personality. It's like our head is detached from the rest of our personality. Sha'af she'yodeya u'makiris boro. Even though we recognize God, we believe in Hashem, we know Hashem gave us the Torah, we know that. U'mamin b'hashkacha, so we believe that God is involved personally in our life. Im koze hamidos ein mispalos nizeh. But our personality traits are not motivated by that. They're not affected by that. They remain detached. The nimshach achar teva hachomer, and our midos rather are drawn after its more base persuasions. Le'ehov chas v'shalom ahava zora. We love things that you call a foreign love. Right? We're attached by love to things other than God. V'chein b'bechinas hayira, and we are in awe of things other than God. So we know Hashem exists, but that seichel, that does, somehow is not penetrating our midos. And our midos, therefore, are in other places. Uchidome b'chol prate hamidos. We could go through every mida, he said, and find this. Nimshach achar teva hachomer. We are drawn after the power of our physicality, as opposed to the power of what we know. V'zehu mitzad shehem nifradim mehaseichel. And this is because our midos in this last galus are detached from our seichel, from our mind, from our intelligence. He was living in a shtetl called Hornisteifel. That was not the great metropolis. And with, he wasn't living in Paris, you know, or Vienna. Certainly, it was the midst of the Enlightenment, you know, that had ran across Europe. But I believe that this has to do with his own insight and understanding of how the times were changing and what people were thinking about. And in talking to people, as a Rebbe, you saw, I'm sure, thousands of people gathering what was happening in their lives, and also his own, of course, keen perception of the world. But if you look at it historically, it's right in the middle, you know, of the persuasion of the Enlightenment. Although, you know, again, he was not in a major Western community. He was really in Hornstein.
And that was really pretty deep in Russia.
Yeah, quite deep. Yeah, he was in the Ukraine. Ki tikun hamidos hu davka al yidei hamochin. Now he's going to take this another step further. In order for a person to repair and elevate their midos, it must be done with intelligence. It has to be done through the power of seichel.
Mochin consciousness or
not? Mochin is a hard word to translate. It has to do with the mind, intelligence, knowledge, all of those things. It's the power of intelligence. Like the word moah in Hebrew is brain or mind. Mochen is this one. I'd say awareness is part of that. I wouldn't want to limit it to that. It has to do with one's total power of intelligence.
So the mind. Not necessarily sort of latent or protective.
Right. Although it could include that too. It's a very broad term. But right now he's talking about really what we know consciously, what we're aware of consciously affecting our midos. And he's going to give an etzah about how to accomplish that. Right?
Cognition.
Yeah, also I think that's an appropriate word.
Is that related, like Tim said, Zechron Muller?
Now that word is macho, mem ches he, and moach is mem vav ches. So they share a mem and a ches. And there's got to be some connection.
No, but it's need a certain kind of intelligence to destroy a memory.
No, like,
yes. Destroy a memory by trying to destroy your thinking of it.
Right,
so
the same question.
Usually intelligence.
Yeah. Okay. Now, he takes a phrase now, I believe this is from the Zohar, but I'm not positive. B'chachma isbariru. That means that through chachma, through wisdom, the midos are refined. The word borer, to select. The midos become select and refined through wisdom. V'hainu, and that is. Now, here's a very practical etza about what to do about our midos being detached from our seichel. Lehisbonein b'machshavaso teramasos kol dover. For a person to reflect in their mind before we do anything, mahu osa, one should think, what am I doing? Think that thought. Think that thought. Yeah, what am I doing? Mahu osa, v'lamahu osa, and why am I doing this? And in that, v'alzeh, mora b'chinas chachma koachma. Right. Also, from Sforim HaKadoshim, the word chachma, if you switch around the letters, koachma, the power of what? And the genius of this etza is he takes that deep Kabbalistic concept, the power of what, and what does that mean, right? And he makes it very tangible. It's the power to ask oneself, what am I doing? Koachma. And why am I doing this? And by asking that question each time before we do something, we are making that connection between what we do and what we feel to our mind. If we don't ask that question, we will continue to be detached from what our mind knows. Asking this question makes the connection.
Right, I read it in our Torah on the word chachma this week.
Yes.
That ma meaning what? The chech meaning palate, which is the tongue and the palate rubbing against each other, and that's the nature of asking a question, that you have to put it through two different views. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist independently. You have to rub one against the other.
Nice chat.
Chech ma.
Very nice. Go on.
I just wondered,
yes,
if you think there's room to say, I just looked at the word lama here, and you can also look at it as lama.
Ulama, right. Yeah.
What will come out of it.
Right. It could be ma and ulama, and I thought about that. I'm more inclined to say it's ma v'lama. I'm more inclined to say that, but that thought has crossed my mind before in this mimer. Yes, Micha?
Just as practical measure.
Yeah.
Oh, is this to be asked each and every time we proceed with the decision-making process, or does it fall into, does it come into play at more crucial moments than others, or is it just a general process of becoming aware of the necessity of asking oneself about one's motivations?
I think in this context, it's the general etza. Not only the crucial things in life, but everything in life. Make that connection so we don't become creatures of habit, because when we remain creatures of habit, our teva is to follow our more physical... Exactly. We have to elevate ourselves to that. And I think he's really talking about very much, very widespread, asking this question, right? And he brings a raya for this concept. V'kulam b'chachma asisa. Hashem made everything with wisdom. But this word, asisa, in Lashon Kodesh, it doesn't only mean to make, it means to fix.
So kulam b'chachma asisa, you fix everything with chachma. Shakol asiya, everything we do, tzricha lihiyos b'chachma, lihispone, ma, b'lama. Everything requires that thought. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? The zeh shenamar, and it says in Mishlei, ki b'tachbulos ta'asem l'chama. A person has to do battle with a plan. One can't just have an arbitrary battle with their human nature, you know, whatever comes up. One has to have a plan. Tachbula means a plan, a strategy. Sha'al yidei tachbulos la'afoch es teva midosav. But through a plan and through a strategy to transform the nature of our personality, she'yihiyah nimshachin achar haseichel, so that it will follow our higher knowledge, our mind, our intelligence. V'lo la'asos k'maisa behema. And not to do like an animal does, strictly by instinct, by rote, you know, whatever their appetite wants, that's what they do. And that requires an effort. That's the next step. Now, third one. Vehine. Hasechel vahadas mechunim b'shem einayim. Ayin hasechel. Our mind and our knowledge is called, in our svarim, ayin hasechel, the eye of the mind. We could say the word eyes applies to our intelligence as well. It's like when we say in English, I see. You know, it means I understand. So the mind can see. What the mind knows very clearly, like you said before, it's like you see it with your eyes. It says you were made known, it was made known to you by seeing. However, our midos, they come from the heart. So we have two things here. We're saying the mind is our eyes, in this context, and our heart is the source of our midos. Shehalev hu hamakor shemimenu nova'os kol hapa'ulas. The heart is the source from where all of our actions stem from. They flow from. Umeniya l'chol hakochos. The heart is the mover of all human force. The Kamashakasu Bartanur, as the Rav writes from Masechas Avos and Pirkei Avos, the Perek Beis, Alev Tov. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is asking his five Talmidim what is the most important thing, and one of them says Lev Tov, a good heart. And there, the Rav from Bartanur writes that the heart is really the source of all human function and everything that we do. If that's good, we get back to the source, everything will follow. Lev Tov. V'zehu inyan asher osa Moshe le'inei kol Yisrael. Now he's taking it back. That's what it means. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Notice I translated to the eyes of the Jewish people. The pshat is he did it before their eyes, in front of them. The pshat in this mimer is that he did something to our eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the collective das of Klal Yisrael, he helped affect the way we see, the way we perceive. He affected our perception. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu osa v'tikein einei haseichel l'chol Yisrael. The same word, asher osa, Moshe fixed the eyes of the Jewish people. That same word, osa. Shehishpia aleihem es v'chinas hadas, by influencing and giving over das, knowledge, to us. Shehu inyan hayitziyah mimitzrayim, as we said, that's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. You shall know that I am Hashem. V'halamet shebesof ha-Torah. The lamet from the end of the Torah. Im ha-beiz shel bereishis. With the beiz of bereishis. Shemerameh z'abechinas lev. Which refers to heart. Shehu ha-mokor l'chol ha-midos. The source of our midos. V'shezos ha-golus ho-achrona. And in this final golus. Shehamidos hema begolus. That our midos are in exile, detached, that we follow the habits of our physicality, and our mind does not rule over our heart, does not exert its influence properly. And the tikkun for this is through wisdom, the power to ask oneself, what am I doing? Lehisponein tamid mahu rotze la'asos. What do I want to be doing? Uleize tachlis huasiya. So now he elaborates a little bit. His language is all very concise. For what purpose am I doing this? All right, so what do we have? Le'enei kol yisro, which is the end of the Torah, that refers to das. Because einayim, the eyes of the mind. Moshe fixed our eyes. How do you connect das to lev, to our heart, which is the source of our midah? So the Torah has a bridge there. And le'enei kol yisro, das, flows into lev, lamed beis, just in the text of the Torah. The last phrase is about das, seeing, awareness, knowledge. It leads to the lev, it leads to the heart. That's a remez, that what we know must flow into our heart, the source of our midah. How? Now he's going to say, it's hinted at through the word Bereshis. One of the Tirgum, I forgot if it was Tirgum Yonasan or the Yonas or Tirgum Unkelis, teaches Bereshis as Bechachma. Bechachma, that God created the world with wisdom. As I'll say.
Is there a connection between Ayin and Ayin, you know, being like a source of water?
Yeah, there is. Yes, there is.
To flow
out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Einei Kol Yisro is actually the source of the...
Yes. The Zahu Bereshis Bara Elohim. Now he's going to take this concept, and this is another thing that the Pele Yoetz does with a lot of Hasidic forms. He just stated his concept. Golus Hamidos, reattach it to the Seichel by asking ourselves, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? That's the thrust of the Eighth of the Minor. Now what he does is he's going to show a remez to this concept in the words of the Psukim. A remez, it's a hint. V'zehu Bereshis Bara Elohim. As it says, Bereshis Bara Elohim, Shetikun Halev, the fixing of the heart, Shehu Makor Hamidos, the source of our midos, Hu Al Yedei Rishas Reshis Chachma, is through the beginnings of wisdom, B'Chachma Isbariru, as we said, that the midos become refined through Chachma, U'Bezeh Bara. Now the word Bara, which means God created, he has a different remez on that. Hu Lashon Tikun U'Bariyus. So the word Bara is related to the word health. Bereshis Bara. So Bereshis, through wisdom, because Reshis is Chachma, Bara, one can heal, give health to what? Elohim. What is Elohim? Gematria Hateva, a well-known Gematria. The Gematria of the Shem Elohim is Hateva, which means nature, the nature of a human being in this respect. Bereshis Bara Elohim, with wisdom, one heals their nature. The nature of the midos to follow the physicality of a human being is healed, fixed, with wisdom. Koachma. No, that's his chiddush. Sha'al yidei bechinas chachma yuchal letakenes hamidos shelo yihya nimshachem achar hateva. Through wisdom, attaching to the midos so we don't follow our habits, as we have explained, one has to do battle with the Yetzer Hara with a plan. And his plan is connect the midos to the Seichel by the Koach Ma.
Is there any
chance
to borrow from Levarer?
Different. Beis Reish Aleph, Beis Reish Reish. Again, when you have a two-letter Shurish, to say what the connection is, it's sometimes difficult, it's sometimes a stretch. But Enochinami, they share a base and a race. Yeah. Okay. All right, last part of the Maimon. Yes, Nisan.
Repeat for me the first and second parts of the Gematria.
Sure.
The second part.
So, Bereshis Bara Elohim?
We're translating that.
All right, Bereshis. In the Pshat, in the beginning, God created.
Right.
Bereshis means with wisdom. Because the word Reshis is wisdom. Reshis Chachma. So Bereshis means with wisdom. With wisdom. Bara, one can make healthy, like the word Bereus, health. Elohim, their nature, as Hateva.
Okay, the only thing I'm not really connecting with this word. I understand Reshis Chachma, but Reshis means beginning. It doesn't mean wisdom. Reshis Chachma means the beginning of wisdom.
Yes. Now, you see that because Chachma is the first in the order of Midas,
okay,
is the first in the realm of mind. So Chachma is Reishis, is the beginning. It's true that Kesar is above Chachma, but that's above the realm of Mochi.
Yes.
Now Kesar, Chachma, Bina. Now Chachma, Bina, and Das, which are the three Mochin, Chachma is the first. So it's Reishis. It gets that name.
Okay. Reishis also means Rosh.
Yeah, it comes from the word Rosh.
Rosh,
yeah. Now the last part of the Maimon, which has another Chiddush in it. Beautiful Chiddush. Vihine. V'tikun hamidos tuluyos kol pa'ulos ha'adim. All human function is dependent upon being misakein our midos. Everything we do is related to how we fix our midos. Hein bi'inyone ruchnias v'hein bi'inyone gashmi. This means both what we do spiritually and what we do physically. Meaning, sheyadua shebechidas chesed u'gevura huklalus hamidos. We know that love and fear, or love and awe, which are the first two midos, chesed and gevura, ahava and yira, chesed is giving out, just fundamentally. Yura is pulling back, fundamentally. Those two things, who klavus hamida, shehu bechinas dechilu urechimu. That's the Aramaic of those words. Dechilu means fear, rechimu means love. It's like we say, l'shem yuchud kudsha b'richo, l'shminte bi dechilu urechimu, with fear and with love. V'yadua asher araisa below dechilu urechimu lo porches la'ela. It is known that Torah, which we learn and do, that does not have any emotion in it. It has no love and has no fear or awe. It doesn't fly upward. It doesn't soar. If our Torah is without midos, it's flat. It doesn't go anywhere.
This alludes to the Zohar, which says
this is from the Zohar.
Our wings.
God thing. And this is that same mimer. Yes, Misa.
So, if I'm hearing you accurately, mm-hmm. It says every human function is dependent upon reparation of midos.
Yes.
Is that also to say that there's a connection between bodily illness and faultiness?
Oh,
midos?
Sure.
Right.
Sure. We unfortunately don't always know what that is.
Go to that place.
Yeah.
Though, right.
Yes. But that's foundational.
Because Hatfield, there's been numerous New Age books written on this subject. The biggest of which is called "You Can Heal Your Life," where Louise Hay takes a body part and then comes up with an affirmation and says, "I'm going to repair." Basically, she's saying, "I'm going to repair this mita," and that's going to cause a change in this physical part of my body.
Yeah, and a lot of people, as you said, picked up on that in recent years. Ukemochem kol prate hamitzvos. Likewise, all mitzvahs, not just the study of Torah, ikor kiyuman hu shelo ya'aseh kemitzvos anashim mulumada. The way to fulfill a mitzvah is not to be a mechanical creature. Mitzvos anashim mulumada means it's just done out of habit and being mechanical. But rather to infuse the mitzvos with ahava and yira. Midos that are directed toward avodas Hashem. Midos that are connected to the seichel. That would really change our life. Now that's binyanei ruchnius, how we do a mitzvah. I'm going to say, but it's more than that.
Now, is this a little bit of a dig here?
On what?
Anashi Milanda, for Lama?
Well, it may be. But I don't know for sure, because this is a very common quote. Mitzvah Anashi Milumada. But his grandfather has a mimer, Shoshana Samakam, where he does. Excuse me, the Mori 9 does criticize a person who becomes a lamdin but does not work on their character. And he uses similar lashon. Now, this is, I feel, a tremendous insight. Okay, we know when it comes to mitzvahs and Torah that we have to have our midos in the right place. We have to do mitzvahs with emotion. He says, but the truth is, in our ordinary daily physical life, we have to do the same thing. Binyani Gashmias. Kol shekein shetiluyim b'tikun hamidos. And all the more so, we have to infuse them with proper midos. When we eat, or when we sleep, or when we have a conversation. Shelo yaseh kamaisa behema. So that we don't end up indulging ourselves like an animal. V'tikun hamidos hu al yidei b'chinas chachma. As we said, it's through wisdom. Lehisponin kodem kol dover ma'zev al-ma'zev. Same concept. To reflect, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Not only in doing a mitzvah, but also when we do something to fulfill a physical need. Ask the same question. connect the midos to that too. Don't leave that part of human behavior out of the picture. It's all one human being. V'zehu bereishis. Now he wraps it up. Again, bereishis. Shehu bechinas reishis chachma. With wisdom. Shebezeh boro Elokim. One can heal their nature. Shebechachma yisbariru. Midos can be healed and rectified through being connected to wisdom. V'nisbarura bechinas Elokim b'gematri hateva, like we said. U'bezeh tuluyim kol pe'ulos ha'adam. And all human function is based on this tikkun. Hein beruchnias. As that applies spiritually. What's the next phrase? Es HaShemayim, the heavens. You will fix your spirituality with this, the heavens. And Shemor Al Inyanei Ruchniyim, that spiritual thing. The Es HaOretz, and the earth. And the physicality of a human being is also repaired by this process. Shemor Al Inyanei Artzius, that refers to the earthiness, the Gashmias of a human being. Hakol Tolui B'Tikun HaMidos Al Yidei Reishis Chachma. It is all dependent upon the tikkun of the midos through wisdom. So that's the connection of knowledge to the heart by asking oneself koach ma, and the pasuk bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim es haaretz, through wisdom, one heals their nature, both in spiritual matters, mitzvahs and Torah, and in physical matters when we have to take care of our own physical needs. Connecting the midos to the seichel is the tikkun for the complete human being. Mm-hmm. Yes, Nisa.
So since we don't really have the tools to assess what mita might be faulty that's connected to what particular body, what our choice then is to rectify all our mitas.
We just got to work on it, actually, and connect it to Torah, as much as we can, connect it to our understanding of Torah.
But certainly
how to apply it.
We can get insight into which of our mitas are more lacking than others.
Yeah.
But we can't necessarily assume that any particular fault in our lives and our bodies.
We don't feel that we know that much.
Right.
We don't know it well enough to make that assumption.
I had the same thought that. Do you think he's saying we should do this alone and by ourselves, or I would think to be with a Rebbe or
sure.
a friend, or
yeah.
you know, to
yeah. the whole thing. You know, with oneself to ask the question, with friends, with the Rebbe. To really find as much as we can to connect our behavior to our seichel from all resources.
Yeah.
So, Mark, you had a question?
There's a book that connects the various midos. It goes into the thought of Rav Nachman, that connects the midos to the various body parts.
I'm very hesitant about that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that we understand that well enough to really properly apply it. I mean, it's an interesting thing, and that's the yesod of it, but if it's done without the complete, you know, picture, I think it could be a little harmful.
Well, it has
a little simplistic.
To say for Yetzirah,
isn't it? Yeah, I'm not knocking the safer. I'm knocking our understanding of the safer.
It's
not
after Sukkot, four kinds of Jews, the phrase Midos, the Torah learning, which mentioned and also the various body parts, putting it together and only to refine all those things.
Referring to the Arba Minyanim?
Yeah.
Right, we put it all together.
The heart,
the spine, right.
The eyes.
Right.
The four different kinds of Jews having
right.
Midos in or just Torah learning.
Right. Fred?
It's well known that the Tariag Mitzvot are divided into Ases and Losases,
right.
and each one corresponds to a part of the body.
Right.
There's a famous Hasidic story about a Hasidic Rebbe who I think wrote the Sefer. Went to a doctor and wanted to have a diagnosis about an ailment that he had. So if the doctor diagnosed what was wrong with him, he started to leave. The doctor said, where are you going? Did you want to know what you need to do to repair it? He said, no, I know what I need to do. I just wanted to know precisely what part of the body was wrong. I know that you now because you told me. I know the meat that I need to work
right.
on.
Right. Halavai, that's a madrega.
Yeah.
So we have a question about that, Dan?
Yeah, so the union of the lathe and the eye, the eyes are considered...
In the context of this mimer,
right.
seichel. And it's connecting the seichel to the lathe.
So, like in Shema, we say, that backwards.
Yes.
So that's what the Shema is saying. Don't go that way, go that way.
Right.
there you have the heart influencing the mind for the negative. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, Doug?
It doesn't elaborate so much on. I mean, this could be. This was a very good to show. So it sounds also come from the same place. But it doesn't elaborate so much on the emotion.
Not in this moment.
You know, it almost sounds. So, you know, if you bring to the mind, why am I doing it? Can be very heady, and there's only this one little allusion to fear and love. So I'm just wondering how you see that, you know, in a little more practical, so a person doesn't just become over-intellectualized everything, and then
right. There
isn't that connection between the mind and the heart, which you said. How do you see that happening?
I think the idea is this, that if a person asks that question, right, before they do something, and when we do something, an action, that action contains the maisa and the emotions within that maisa. And immediately asking the question connects both the action and the emotion to the seichel. You're right, you know, if we just ask an intellectual question, we could end up doing the same thing. But we're trying to connect the whole human being, the action and the emotions in the action, to that seichel. If I'm able to conclude, let's say I could make a conclusion, I'm doing this, it's very basic, because this is what God wants me to do in this specific situation. That could be, if I really allow that to seep in, a very inspiring thought, that I'm being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. Baal Tanya writes, although we don't grasp Hashem at all, but in a certain way, here in this world, we know what God's will is. He wants us to put on a pair of scissors. We know that for sure. So if we can connect the maisa and the emotion through the question, then the emotions become enhanced. I would even say that they could become inspired the more one asks this question.
Even in the most mundane thing you apply this, it would help you prioritize, you know, what we have a million things to do. What's my goal? Why am I doing this?
Right.
Helps you eliminate
what's
less important.
It is. It's a good organizational aid to do. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes, Mark, and then you sign them.
You know, when you say L'shem Yichud before Mitzvah, it says the Chila Rahimo with fear and with love, and it says the Yichud Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right. Okay, it says that, but then you go to the Birkas HaShachar, and it says again L'shem Yichud, the Chila Rahimo, and it says the Tamir the Helwa. Right. In other words, that it's concealed. So what is the difference? In other words, why is it...
Why sometimes that's mentioned not? I don't know. I don't know why that phrase is attached to some of those tefillos and sometimes it's not.
It seems the opposite of where you...
The acknowledgement is that there is a koach here which is beyond us that's at play. Hahu tamir v'nelam. The one who is hidden and concealed from all. We're reaching beyond what we know.
Because he alludes to that when he says Baruch Shem Amar V'Hayo. When it's spoken.
Right, the world
being.
Yes, Lisa?
I'm just wondering, if we ask, what am I doing and why am I doing it? Are we asking that to get an honest answer from ourselves or to remind ourselves why we should be doing what we're doing?
I think that it's both.
Yeah, because like times, I'll think to myself, if I start to think to myself, I'm writing a check right now for tzedakah, you know, and I ask myself in that moment, what am I doing and why am I doing this? I'm writing this check for tzedakah because I happen to know that the head of this organization could be meaningful to me in some business-like way. And therefore, I'm writing this check because I'd like some kind of, you know, business-related kickback. Not necessarily to remind myself, I'm giving this tzedakah because Hashem says that this is a learning institution, and when you give to, you know, learning institutions, it's a very high madriga. So,
I think that's beneficial too.
Right, I'm just thinking, if I were to start asking myself this question time in, time out, I would have to be very honest with myself in order to do it, and I might reach the point where I would have to say to myself, okay, I've done enough of that for now, because all the answers I've gotten back aren't necessarily the ones that I'd like to get back.
Be racked with self-doubt and guilt.
That's where we have to learn more and more.
Right.
And I really mean that, because, so we have one mimer, right? And then we'll learn another and another, and we're going to start to build a picture of how one concept balances against another concept. And here he's talking about attaching midos to the seichel through this eitzah. He's going to say other eitzahs that are sometimes different, sometimes almost
you think it's got to be one or the other. And he's talking, what you come out with as a picture is that a certain approach works in this situation, that's where we apply it. Another approach works in a different situation, that's where we apply that. And I think that's where our own judgment comes in, or seeking counsel also, when we find, okay, I took this ASA, but I think I took it into the wrong area. It's, okay, it's bringing change, that's good, but I think it's bringing change that maybe not be so good. Now I need another ASA. Now I need to know, maybe I'm misapplying what was said. So we're going to build on it. We're going
to
build on it.
So the text is basically about to be misak and amidas through the understandings that come through the questions.
Yes.
That's the basic.
It's all, the whole sefer is al derech ha'avodah. How do these psukim impact my avodas Hashem? And more specifically, what does it mean to my avodas Hashem right now? Okay, Hashem created the world.
What can I do?
We need to know that. What does that mean in my avodas Hashem?
So, the next time Hashem will come, is the next minor?
No, we'll go parsha by parsha. Yeah.
One practical
yes.